Hi, this is a dictation for patient Jabarthe Dotson, J-A-B-A-R-T-H-E. Last name is Dotson, D-O-T-S-O-N. Date of service is 9/20/2023. And date of birth is 5/16/2003. Date of accident 7/5/2022. This patient is referred by Southfield Physical Therapy for evaluation. The patient has a chief complaint of severe pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, pain in the right knee and right ankle, and headaches. The patient alleges all of the symptoms to an automobile accident that occurred on 7/5/2022 as follows. The accident happened around 12 a.m. or 1 a.m. and the patient was traveling as a front seat passenger and she was being driven by an unknown friend whose whereabouts and status is unknown. The accident happened in Detroit near Schoolcraft and Southfield Freeway. The patient was traveling in a lift coming going to a tattoo party and they were going on a Schoolcraft and other car did not stop on a stop sign. They were hit on T-bone passenger side. The other car hit their rear door almost. No one died in this accident. The damage was to the door only, to the passenger side, while glass was not broken, seat belts were not broken. No damage to the airbags that didn't deploy or seat belts, dashboard, none of them. Regarding the injury, patient report that the whole body was shifted towards the left and when you hit the window and knee to the cup holder, no direct trauma to the chest, pelvic or abdomen. There was a neck whiplash and patient passed out for a few minutes. Airbags were not deployed. He was not wearing seatbelt. And he was not wearing the seatbelt because seat belt was broken before even riding the car. As the driver's dog chewed up the seat. There was a momentary loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and patient was taken to the hospital via ambulance. History of presenting illness. Patient is complaining of the following symptoms. First, she is having a headaches that are located in the back part of the head. They're mild, 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 4, 1 to 10. And they're often on, not sensitive to the light or noise and not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizure, aura. Patient denies any symptoms of TBI, no dizziness, vertigo, seizures, loss of consciousness or ringing in the ear, no loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, no lack of focus or balance problem, no vision problem, no nausea, vomiting, no incontinence, no taste problem, smell problem, no other issues are reported. And except for anxiety, depression, pain, patient has no saddle anesthesia, no radiation of the pain, no numbness, tingling, or lightheadedness, no major difficulty walking. Regarding the pain, patient has a pain in the neck area to the tune of 6. Mid-back pain is towards 4, and lower back pain is as 4. Headaches are reported to be varying from 4 to 8. Patient report that you can easily walk up to 30 minutes with no pain. You can sleep for 5 to 6 hours, sit for 1 hour, stand for 20 minutes. He does have some pain in the right knee and he had one knee injection that didn't bring complete relief. Pain is around 7. Right ankle pain is around 4. Overall, these pains are continuous and they are described as throbbing and aching. The pain level varies from 3 to 6 and sometimes 7. ADLs are affected 4. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, standing, walking. and improved by lying down and meditating. So far, only some MRIs have been done, ordered by Dr. Shukr, S-H-U-K-R, whom he was seeing before. Patient denies any blood or bowel incontinence, no muscle weakness, and no numbness tingling are reported. Past treatment, patient reported that he was seen at the Sinai Grace Hospital on the day of accident. He was there for 2 hours, and no CT scan or X-ray were done, no medications were given. Then patient was seeing Dr. Shukr every month for 8 months. He ordered the MRIs at Vital Community. Physical therapy was ordered, and he was doing physical therapy for 1 year, 3 times per week without major release. Echotherapy was done. He also has been doing chiropractic treatment 2 per week for 1 year. Massage is being done, medications, epidural injections have been discussed and not done. System review is unremarkable. Past surgical history none, allergies none. Family history, mother is deceased due to car accident, father is alive, no medical problem. And siblings, 5 sisters, 3 brothers, no medical problems. The patient lives with the dad, he is single. And currently employment status, he is unemployed due to the pain. Legal history, patient has Andrew Polis and Hill as attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, smokes twice a day, and does not abuse the recreational drugs. In the ADLs, patient reports the following ADLs are affected. Vacuuming and running are affected, 7. Home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work is affected, 6. Physical examination, blood pressure is 133 over 72, pulse is 66, pulse ox is 100. Height 6 feet and 1 inch, and weight is 180. The patient is a 20-year-old male, African-American, of a good build and nutrition, alert, oriented, talkative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony care. He is sitting comfortably, well-dressed, well-demeanor, good demeanor, and is able to walk reasonably well without any major independently without using any adaptive devices. The patient has no acute distress, shortness of breath or pain faces. Rest of the exams from the template, including neurological musculature examinations, that are found to be completely normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the template, and spine tenderness, none is present, and paravertebral muscle spasm, none present. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 30, and rotation is 30. Hyperextension was not painful. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lerman test is positive, distraction test positive, Sotoval test is negative. Thoracic spine is completely non-tender, there is no Roos test, lump tests are negative. Lumbar spine, in Brudzinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative, regal test is negative, femoral nerve test negative, knee flexion test negative, Pavlinsky sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, right sacroiliac joint was found to be tender, and Faber test and Gunston test are positive on the right side. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test are negative. Extremities, except for the right knee and right ankle, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. Please use the template to type. The right knee is as follows. On inspection, no scar or edema issues is noticed, and no tenderness, the swelling is noticed. There are no crepitus or grinding noise. Range of motion is normal, 235 degrees flexion. The collateral ligaments are intact. Patellar apprehension test was positive. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer, McMurray Steinman is negative. diagnosis. V89.2 X60 R26.89 Z79.891. CNS R51 and F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, right knee, right knee. M25.561, M23.205, M23.202, right ankle, M25.571, right foot, M79.67. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, etc. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, and lumbar spine, 54.5. Sacroiliac spine, right-sided, M46.1, S33.1, and M53.3. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided the following medication, which is Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day. For anti-inflammatory effect, Ultran, 50 milligram twice a day for PRN for pain relief and healing and improve the ADLs and improve the sleep. Elavil, 50 milligram at night to improve the sleep, GAD disorder and help in pain. Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for headaches and neuropathic pains. Theracid, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Lidocaine ointment is provided for pain relief topically. Physical therapy is ordered for this patient to continue to bring some further help at 2 times per week, especially due to sacroiliitis on the right side and shoulder pain on the right side. Neck and mid back and lower back. Patient is released on a light duty job. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. Review of available MRIs is as follows. In the cervical MRI, dated 3/22/2023, a herniated disc is found at C5-6, which is indenting on the anterior ventral surface of the cervical cord without any central canal stenosis. MRI of the right shoulder, MRI of the lumbar spine, thoracic spine are found to be completely normal. MRI of the right knee is also completely normal. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered except for CESI and right sacroiliac joint injection. Surgical options, none. Neuropsychiatric evaluation, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered at this time. DMS, patient is being provided, has already has the back brace and the neck brace, so they are not being provided. Education is yes. Weight loss program, yes. Follow visit in 1 month, direct contact, yes. Thank you.